Attorney General John Ashcroft has called on Congress to enact new anti-terrorist legislation. He says it's necessary to help law enforcement agencies keep closer tabs on suspected terrorists. Ashcroft warned that associates of the hijackers may still be operating in the U.S. But while Congress is strongly behind the president in the fight against terrorism, some lawmakers are hesitant about acting too hastily, as NPR's David Wellner reports now from the Capitol.
Though the details of his proposed anti-terrorist legislation are still being discussed, Attorney General Ashcroft says he's already identified one priority, the need to change wiretap laws, which he says currently limit such surveillance to specific telephones.
We're proposing that we provide wiretaps so that you can assign the wiretap to the individual, so that we can gain intelligence from individuals who use multiple telephones and changing cellular phones that move around with individuals. You understand that assigning the authority only to the hardware means that when a person changes hardware, we lose our capacity to surveil.
Ashcroft also pointed to a need to stiffen penalties for those involved in terrorist activity, including those who knowingly give assistance to terrorists.
A person who harbors a person involved in espionage is subject to stiffer penalties than a person who harbors an individual involved in terrorism. We think this reflects an inadequate response to the kind of threat that terrorism poses to our culture.
But Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, questions whether new laws would really deter the kind of terrorists who carried out last week's attacks.
None of those terrorists cared what the sentence could be if they get caught, because one, they did not intend to get caught, and secondly, they knew if they were successful, they were going to be dead anyway. So they didn't care whether the sentence would be 10 years or 110 years.
Leahy is also concerned that the legislation covering wiretaps, which he authored, is being misrepresented. He says it already allows a wiretap to apply to all the telephones a specific person uses. A greater concern for Leahy is that possible changes in the law could well be outside the framework of the Constitution.
I would just hope that nobody thinks that this is such a simplistic thing, that they rush to the floor of the House or Senate and pass something to say, I'm against terrorists, and then have it so badly put together that if we catch those terrorists on that law, they have to be let free because we didn't do the law right in the first place.
But Ashcroft insisted today that the Justice Department is mindful of the need to proceed carefully in proposing new anti-terrorist legislation.
I want to assure you that in our effort to make sure that law enforcement can gain the intelligence that it needs in order to protect America, we are also mindful of our responsibility to protect the rights and privacy of Americans.
Ashcroft said it could be a few more days before he submits to Congress what he called a comprehensive package of legislative measures, but he wants them passed by the full Congress this week. Alabama Republican Richard Shelby, who's the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said last night he thought Congress will act soon.
I don't know how soon, but the sooner the better, but we all want to see the details of any legislative package. If we're going to talk about a legislative response, and that's what we're doing, the Congress, I believe, is in the mood to do whatever it takes to win this war against terrorism and to make America safe.
Other lawmakers, though, said it appeared unlikely the anti-terrorist legislation would be taken up before next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.